Hi, this is Marissa Ross with Intent.com, and I'm speaking with Nish Patel of Verde Styles, the recipient of a $25,000 grant from the Pepsi Refresh Project. Welcome, Nish, and congratulations.
Thank you.
So, tell me, how did you guys get started with Verde Styles? What was the catalyst for you guys to start this project?
Well, it was a chain of events. It wasn't like one day we decided to start a t-shirt company. Two years ago, me and my friends were just hanging out in my basement, and we were thinking about business ideas. This was after freshman year of college, and we were trying to come up with different ideas and something simple, nothing too ridiculous, because none of us are really that advanced in technology. So we came up with this idea of selling wristbands, and like for every couple wristbands we sold, we would plant a tree through this charity. So we went to my high school. One of my favorite teachers from high school, Miss Carol, I pitched her an idea and she loved it. She's like, "That's great, Nish. I really want to help you out." So she started selling the wristbands through her FBLA club. It's a Future Business Leaders of America. That's what it's called. And she started selling wristbands through that club for a fundraiser. So we sold about like 800 or 900 wristbands to my original high school, and then one of my cousins helped me get into another high school around the local area, and we sold a lot from there as well. So we had enough money to do something else, and we kept thinking of ideas, and then this opportunity came along from my school. I go to Temple University in Philadelphia, and it's called the BYOB Bowl. It stands for Be Your Own Boss Bowl. And if you're an entrepreneur like myself, you're supposed to come up with a business plan and pitch it to venture capitalists. And it was like a 6-month process that you have to go through. And out of the 6 months, about 5 months is writing the business plan, and last month is like getting ready for the presentation. And so we wrote the business plan. It took us about 4.5 months, and the last half month was a review, pretty much. And it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And this was sophomore year of college, and I barely took any business classes. So I didn't have that much experience, and we were probably pretty confident that we were going to win this competition because we worked so hard to put this business plan together for 4.5 months. And we didn't win. We actually didn't even get to the top 10, and we were really, like, upset. And after that, someone contacted me from the business school and said it was a really good idea and he should really continue with it. So I did, and we had the motivation to keep going. Actually, the business plan is where we came up with the idea for Verde Styles, like the clothing company. So we continued with it, and, like, I met a bunch of people just networking around, and one of the problems was getting a website up, so I was introduced to a bunch of people to make this website happen. And a year later, and I saw this commercial for the Pepsi Refresh Project, and it just gave me kind of like a hope thing. And I knew this was like a really big possibility because we have a really big fan base around Philadelphia, like ever since the beginning, and I have a lot of friends and too, like my partners. So we had a really big network of people that we could contact to get them to vote. And the hardest part of the competition was just getting in.
It's awesome that you guys, you know, you won $25,000. That's so awesome. So it looks like your hard work ended up paying off.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you guys plan to do with the money? Like, what are your top goals for the grant?
Well, top goal is, one of my biggest goals is to partner with other charities than just American Forest and, like, make a bigger impact. And with the money, $14,000, we're going to use towards getting new products and expanding our product line. The $6,000 we're going to use towards touring. Like, next year we're planning to go to music festivals, and we're going to host two big events in Philadelphia. And they're going to be zero carbon footprint events. In April, I think. Yeah, April Art Day, like that week, we're going to, this event at Temple University, and there's going to be music and everything there, and all the music's going to be powered through renewable energy, and one of the sources is going to be people riding bicycles. So that's one of the big things we're doing with the money, and just to raise awareness and get some exposure. Working with the Engineers Club at Temple University to get it together. And that major thing is expanding our product line, and we're buying a camera to really, I guess, capture what we're doing and, like, document what we're doing throughout our journey. But, yeah, that's about it.
Well, it's awesome. And also, I read on your guys' website, it's a apparel line of over 25 environmentally friendly products. What are some of those products?
Well, our big products is T-shirts. We're going to start getting reusable water bottles. That's one of my goals. But I'm trying to find something that's not, like, made overseas in China. It's really hard to find something like that. I found a company in California. I'm still working with them. Another thing is we have drawstring bags that are biodegradable, which is pretty cool. Yeah, if you throw them out, they biodegrade in, I think, 6-7 months. We have wristbands, and we're going to keep looking for new products to add to our apparel line, like jackets and sweatshirts and stuff. And one of the things, go ahead, what were you saying?
So is most of your apparel, it's made of cotton?
Yes, we use like mix of organic and like regular cotton. And what was I going to say? One of the shirts we're going to start making is going to be made out of recycled plastic bottles. It's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, wow, that's really awesome.
I just wanted to throw in that all the T-shirts and designs that we make, it's not just like a simple go green design, like it says go green on it, or like recycle on it. Everything has like a specific meaning behind it. So it's like art, but if you look into it, into the detail, you'll see the meaning. And like, you pretty much have to get someone to explain it to you. Other than that, it's just a cool T-shirt. You won't be able to tell that it's for the environment unless you really pay attention to it, which is what's, like, cool about it.
Yeah, do you guys do all the design work, all the artwork?
Yeah, we have two artists that do the designs, and we're getting another couple artists to work with us, too.
Cool, that's super awesome. Well, cool. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.